Section 102 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser, read for LibriVox.org. S. Sacrificed to a futile sort of treadmill. Sadness prevailed among her moods. Scorched with the lightning of momentary indignation, scorning such paltry devices. Scotched but not slain. Scrupulous morality of conduct. Seemed to swim in a sort of blurred mist before the eyes. Seething with suppressed wrath. Seize on greedily. Sensuous enjoyment of the outward show of life. Serenity beamed from his look. Serenity of paralysis and death. Seriousness lurked in the depths of her eyes. Served to recruit his own jaded ideas. Set anew in some fresh and appealing form. Setting all the same traditions at defiance. Shadowy vistas of sylvan beauty. She affected disdain. She assented in precisely the right terms. She bandies adjectives with the best. She challenged his dissent. She cherished no petty resentments. She curled her fastidious lip. She curled her lip with defiant scorn. She did her best to mask her agitation. She disarmed anger and softened asperity. She disclaimed fatigue. She fell into a dreamy silence. She fell into an abstracted reverie. She felt herself carried off her feet by the rush of incoherent impressions. She flushed an agitated pink. She forced a faint, quivering smile. She frowned in comprehension. She had an air of restrained fury. She had an undercurrent of acidity. She hugged the thought of her own unknown and unapplauded integrity. She lingered a few leisurely seconds. She nodded mutely. She nourished a dream of ambition. She permitted herself a delicate little smile. She poured out on him the full opulence of a proud recognition. She questioned inimically. She recaptured herself with difficulty. She regarded him stonily out of flint blue eyes. She sat eyeing him with frosty calm. She seemed the embodiment of dauntless resolution. She seemed wrapped in a veil of lassitude. She shook hands grudgingly. She softened her frown to a quivering smile. She spoke with hurried eagerness. She spoke with sweet severity. She stilled and trampled on the inward protest. She stood her ground with the most perfect dignity. She strangled a fierce tide of feeling that welled up within her. She swept away all opposing opinion with the swift rush of her enthusiasm. She thrived on insincerity. She twitted him merrily. She was both weary and placated. She was conscious of a tumultuous rush of sensations. She was demure and dimly appealing. She was exquisitely simple. She was gripped with a sense of suffocation and panic. She was in an anguish of sharp and penetrating remorse. She was oppressed by a dead melancholy. She was stricken to the soul. She wore an air of wistful questioning. Sheer superfluity of happiness. Sickening contrasts and diabolic ironies of life. Silence fell. Singing lustily as if to exorcise the demon of gloom. Skirmishes and retreats of conscience. Slender experience of the facts of life. Slope towards extinction. Slow the movement was and tortuous. Slowly disengaging its significance from the thicket of words. So innocent in her exuberant happiness. Soar into a rosy zone of contemplation. Softened by the solitude of untiring and anxious love. Solitary and sorely smitten souls. Some dim remembered and dreamlike images. Some exquisite refinement in the architecture of the brain. Some flash of witty irrelevance. Something curiously suggestive and engaging. Something eminently human beckoned from his eyes. Something full of urgent haste. Something indescribably reckless and desperate in such a picture. Something that seizes tyrannously upon the soul. Sore beset by the pressure of temptation. Spacious show of impeccability. spectacular display of wrath. Spur and whip the tired mind into action. Stale and facile platitudes. Stamp with unutterable and solemn woe. Startled into perilous activity. Startling leaps over vast gulfs of time. Stem the tide of opinion. Stern emptying of the soul. Stimulated to an ever-deepening subtlety. Stirred into a true access of enthusiasm. Stony insensibility to the small pricks and frictions of daily life. Strange capacities and suggestions, both of vehemence and pride. Strange laughings and glittering of silver streamlets. Stripped to its bare skeleton. Strode forth imperiously. Struck by a sudden curiosity. Struck dumb with strange surprise. Stung by his thoughts and impatient of rest. Stung by the splendor of the prospect. Subdued passages of unobtrusive majesty. Sublime indifference to contemporary usage and taste. Submission to an implied rebuke. Subtle indications of great mental agitation. Subtle suggestions of remoteness. Such things as the eye of history sees. Such was the petty chronicle. Suddenly a thought shook him. Suddenly overawed by a strange, delicious shyness. Suddenly smitten with unreality. Suddenly snuffed out in the middle of ambitious schemes. Suffered to languish in obscurity. Sugared remonstrances and cajoleries. Suggestions of veiled and vibrant feeling. Summer clouds floating feathery overhead. Sunk in a phraseological quagmire. Sunk into a gloomy reverie. Sunny silence broods over the realm of little cottages. Supreme arbiter of conduct. Susceptibility to fleeting impressions. Sweet smoke of burning twigs hovered in the autumn day. Swift summer into autumn flowed. End of section 102. This recording is in the public domain.